So a lot of people feel very disempowered because you have to take the whole party line, whereas an independent can look at issues and hopefully work collaboratively with other people on issues rather than having to take the whole package. I think it was Groucho Marx who says he wouldn't want to belong to a party or a club that would have him as a member, and I'm very much like that. There's nobody there who speaks for me, and I think a lot of ordinary people feel that there's nobody who speaks for them. The independence movement actually throughout Europe is growing in strength, and I think increasingly people are moving away from being hidebound by party policies and looking at ways of collaboration outside of those structures. Stormont was designed, I suppose, to fail in terms of, you know, the way that the power blocks work, and you have this entrenched sectarianism and back scratching that goes on, and this is trying to move away from that. I'm not promising change or that you can achieve wonderful things. It's easy to criticise from outside, but what I am offering is honesty and representation.
And in terms of the collaborations you're forging both within Derry and Strabane and indeed across the border in Donegal as well, you believe that's going to be an important element of your campaign?
Well, I certainly hope so. The thing about arising from the sort of the Good Friday Agreement right back to there, where we have now the recognition by both governments of the existence of two states on this island, you know, you're sort of having to work within the constraints of the different administrations, but there are channels where you can work cooperatively, and I think it's to strengthen and foster those that certainly would be central to what we're trying to achieve.